我今天要交通的这个主题呢，是活泼的盼望。
Today, I want to share the topic of a living hope.
对，我想每一次当我跟弟兄姊妹有机会有些交通的时候，
Every time I have the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters,
我总是有两个方面的感觉。
I have these two feelings.
就一个方面就是我愿意一同寻求主今天要对我们说什么话。
I come together to speak with you what the Lord wants to speak to us today.
对，在今天这个时候这个时代我们主有什么话，所以我们能够传递出去。
That at this time and in this generation, what the Lord wants to speak to us, we can share this.
然后另外一方面，我个人呢，也是愿意在主面前一同受教。
And secondly, I also, before the Lord, I'm willing to be teachable before Him together.
因为我也发现，像盼望呢，好像也是一个很大的题目。
This hope, it's a very big topic.
那我也不敢说我是一个一直都大有盼望的人。
I dare not say that, I'm one who's always full of hope.
所以我想我们彼此勉励，一同在主面前有更美好的认识和追求。
So let us encourage one another that together we can have a good seeking and pursue.
因为我们本来就应当是在基督里首先有盼望的一批人。
Because indeed we ought to be the ones who first have hope in Christ Jesus.
对，但愿这个身份，首先有盼望的人，在我们身上是一个实际。
That indeed that this will be a reality that we are the one who has first have hope in him.
我们先来读几处的圣经。
We'll read some Bible verses.
彼得前书第一章13节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 13.
彼得前书一章13节，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。
Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
如果弟兄姊妹还记得的话，我之前有提过谨慎应该说谨守警醒。
If you remember, I have mentioned before to be sober and to be watchful.
所以彼得在这边说，在我们约束谨慎的时候呢，然后专心来盼望基督耶稣基督的显现。
So here, as Peter says, to gird up the loins of your mind and be sober, and together we rest your hope fully upon the grace.
同一章的彼得前书第一章的第三节。
The same chapter on verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
对，照着主的大怜悯呢，我们信主，重生了。
According to his abundant mercy, we believe in him and we've been born again.
他叫我们有活泼的盼望，就是活的盼望。
He gives to us this living hope.
我们再翻到罗马书第15章13节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 13.
罗马书第15章13节，但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这边就讲到，我们的盼望是神叫我们有盼望。
And it speaks here, the hope is that God has caused us to have hope.
对，借着我们的信，借着主的救恩，在圣灵里面呢，我们持续能够成为一个大有盼望的人。
that through believing and through the salvation in Christ Jesus, that we can abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们再读一处是哥林多前书十三章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
哥林多前书十三章十三节，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样其中最大的是爱。
And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity.
弟兄姊妹，我仍然记得哈，在今年是2020，在去年的年底的时候，我心中有一个感觉。
This year is 2020, but last year, at the end of 2019, I have this thought.
那个时候我就有个感觉说，2020这今年这一年呢，很可能是很多人的一个转捩点，就一个 turning point。
I feel at that time that 2020 will be a turning point for many of us.
对，不仅是对我们很多的个人来说是如此，对我们整个聚会来说也是如此。
Not only on us individually, but also as a corporately as a gathering.
对，那个时候我们也在一个寻求当中，主怎么继续带领我们整个聚会往前走。
And we also seeking how the Lord is bringing the entire meeting forward.
那现在呢 ,2020 已经即将步入尾声了。
And now, 2020 is almost, at the very end.
对，我想我们我相信有的弟兄姊妹感谢主有了改变呢能够继续的往前。
And I hope that many have been changed and we can continue to go forward.
那也有可能有的人是还仍然是原地踏步。
And some of us may be just at the remaining in the same spot.
那甚至也许有一种情况是退步到以前的光景呢自己却不知道。
And maybe some of us we have already go backwards into our previous conditions and we still didn't realize.
但是不管如何哈2020这一年呢，对于整个世界来讲，似乎是一个叫人沮丧的一年。
No matter what, it seems like 2020 causes all of us to be discouraged.
所以《时代》杂志这次有一个文章，他说 "The worst year ever"， 就是最糟糕的一年。
Times Magazine said that this year is the worst year ever.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的盼望呢，是在乎神。不是在乎这个世界。
But brothers and sisters, our hope is in God, it's not in this world.
所以也许哈，这是我可能是我个人的感觉。
Maybe this is just my own personal feeling.
面对2021年呢，我们应该觉得这是一个充满盼望的一年。
And as we face 2021, it should be a year that's filled with hope.
对，并不是因为就是疫苗已经出来了。
It's not due to the vaccine having been developed.
当然，我们仍然要继续被主改变，继续被主转变。
We need to be continued to be changed, to be turned around by the Lord.
但是我总觉得呢，我们应该在我们的心里面面对这个主给我们这段时间呢，我们应该带着盼望来迎接他。
But in my heart, I feel that as the Lord brings this, into 2021, we should enter it with hope before the Lord.
所以当彼得讲到那个活的盼望，活泼的盼望是一个活的。
When Peter speaks of this living hope, it is living.
他讲到说，这个是会增长的，是有充满生命的活力的盼望。
It's one that can grow, it's abound in hope.
然后当我们在谨守这个警醒的时候等候主我们是带着盼望来等候的。
As we are sober and we are watchful, we do this with hope.
我们刚读到哈保罗提到有信望爱这三个其实都很重要。
And、when Paul mentioned this faith, hope and love, all of these are important.
但最大的是爱。
But the greatest of these is love.
比如说啊，我们这三个要素其实就算在我们不信主的人当中也是必须的。
These three, even with unbelievers, we all need this.
对，比如说我们想一想哈，我们人活着的时候呢，你必须要不断的运用你的信心的。
When we live, we have to continually exercise faith.
比如说我们去坐飞机，你要信得过那个开飞机跟这台飞机。
Anyway, when you're, you know, on a flight, you need to be able to trust the one who, the pilot and also the plane.
对，然后你去看医生，你要信得过这个医生开的药，或是他那个扎的针会扎对地方。
When you go to see the doctor or physician, you have to trust that, you know, the prescription and or go to acupuncture, all these will work.
对，等到过一阵子，我们如果需要打疫苗的话，你要信得过你打的那个疫苗。
When, you know, in the future, if you're going to take the vaccine, then you have to trust that the vaccine would work.
如果他们研究出来这个疫苗是70%有效，我不晓得你敢不敢去打。
If they, you know, if the research say that it's only 70% effective, would you still go take it?
啊，当然现在他们都是90%多就是。
Now it says it's 95%.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们人活在这个地上没有信心，没有运用信心的话，你会变成一个疑心病的人。
If you do not exercise your faith when you're living in this world, then you become very doubtful.
疑心病不好翻，就是反正你跟人交往，你也信不过任何人。
You'll be suspicious of others.
然后你做什么事情，你那个也是非常的这个很犹豫不决，这个很难下定决定的。
You'll be like paranoid, and you know, you'll be unable to make decisions.
然后人活着的时候也必须要有爱。
And when you're living, you also need love.
对，我想我只要是正常的人，我们都需要被人关心。
If you're a normal person, you know, you need people to care for you.
呀，很多时候我们也希望从我们身上发表一些爱的感觉。
And we also want to express love.
所以如果一个孩子呢，从小就完全没有接受人的爱的话，很可能他的性格会被扭曲的。
When a child hasn't received love before, then maybe the personality will have a little twisted.
或是说如果你缺乏爱，你就基本上就是成一个冷酷。
Or like when you lack the love as you grow up, then you possibly there will be some
对，我想弟兄姊妹知道我的意思哈，就反正信心跟爱是必须要有的。
I think you know what I'm trying to say, that you know we have to have faith, hope, and love.
然后哥林多前书保罗那边讲到信望爱的时候。
When Paul says here in First Corinthians about faith, hope, and love,
他在前面他是说先知讲道，还有这个恩赐，还有一些头脑的知识会终归于无有。
Before that, it says about the prophecy and all the knowledge, all these will go to nothing in the future at the end.
对，这些东西都会过去。
And all these will all pass away.
但是他特别强调说，信望爱这个会长存的，它会留下来的。
But he emphasized that the faith, hope, and love will abide. It will remain.
也就是说，在我们对主的追求，这个属灵的追求当中，信望爱你得着的时候呢，这些东西会存到永远的。
That as we pursue and spiritually, does a faith, hope, and love, these will remain forever.
我不晓得这个类比合不合适，就是我们知道颜色有三原色，就是三个 primary colors.
I don't know if this illustration would bring, you know, would be accurate, but that we have colors, the three primary colors.
好像是红黄蓝，是不是？红黄蓝色。
It's red, blue, and yellow.
然后这三个原始的颜色呢，它可以组成千万种的各式各样的这个色彩。
These three primary colors, it can combine to form different colors.
所以我也在想说，信望爱也许可以组成我们许多丰富的属灵经历。
And I'm also thinking that faith, hope, and love, it can come together and have different spiritual experiences.
对，我等一下也会提到说这个信心跟盼望是紧紧连在一起的。
I want to also mention that faith and hope is very tightly knitted together.
啊，我们也知道爱呢里面包含了凡是相信，凡是盼望。
And we know that love also includes faith and hope.
好，现在我们来一同的想想这个盼望这个方面。
We want to think more on hope.
弟兄姊妹，我们人必须要有盼望才活得下去。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have hope, then we can live.
对，有时候我们看到一个人，他在一个沮丧、失望、灰心的当中。
And when we see a person in depressed and disheartened or discouraged,
对，他会觉得他整个人生、整个生活没什么意思了，你知道？
The person will feel hopeless.
对，有的时候我们看一些新闻啊，当人对他的前途感到绝望的时候，
When a person feels hopeless in his future,
对，他可能甚至他可以走上一个人生的绝路，对不对？
And maybe sometimes the person will come to his end of life.
对，很多人有时候不管是对周遭的人或是对社会制度，甚至对一些国家不抱任何希望的时候，他活得非常的痛苦。
When a person loses hope in another or in the things or in the country or matters, and to be hopeless.
对，在我我是算是早年在读书的时候，那时候读初中的时候。
When I was in middle school.
对，我们台湾有一种名称啊，就是有一些学生他们的成绩不好呢，都被放在同一个班，被称作放牛班。
In Taiwan, students with the grades are not very good. They'll be all put into a class. So you just let you be.
对，我不是，我们没有轻看放牛的意思，但是你们知道，就是那个，就是他把成绩最差的呢，叫他们不影响别的同学，全部都聚在一起，聚在一班或者两班在一起。
In order for the students with grades that are not so good, they don't want them to affect the rest of the students, so they put them together.
对，以前我可能也不是很在意这些事情。
I didn't care these when back then.
但这次去好好想想啊，如果我被编到那种班呢，我会觉得我好像没有希望了，就是老师也对我没希望了，家长也对我没希望了，好像感觉没什么希望。
But now, as I ponder, if I were the one being put in that class, then the teachers do not hope in you, the parents do not have hope in you, you feel hopeless.
啊，我印象很深哈，在我初中毕业在学校的最后一天那一天。
And I have a very deep impression, when I graduate from middle school, that very last day.
我刚好经过那个放牛班的教室。
I went by that class.
全班的同学在那边把教室里面所有的桌椅全部砸烂了。
The entire class wrecked the tables and the chairs in that classroom.
哇，你想想看，这些人是心中感觉是多么的愤恨。
The anger, that they felt then.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们信主哈，我们会传福音，我们也服侍弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, we believe in the Lord. We will preach the gospel. We will also serve brothers and sisters.
对，是的，没错。我们希望把主耶稣的福音，把他的这个生命能够传递出去。
Indeed, we want to pass on. We want to give to others the life of Christ.
但同时之间呢？其实我们也在传递那个盼望。
For brothers and sisters, at the same time, we are passing it on this hope.
彼得也提到说，如果有人问你心中盼望的缘由，
And Peter also said, if people ask about, why you have this hope in you,
对，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心来回答。
That you ought to be prepared and to answer them with this gentleness of heart.
所以彼得的意思是说， 当有人来找你的时候，来问到神的事情的时候。
So Peter is saying that when others come and find you to ask you about the things of God.
他里面也带着一个意思说，你信主了，你信耶稣了，你的盼望是什么？
It brings us to us, you know, you have believed in the Lord. What is your hope?
对，为什么你是一个有盼望的人？
Why is it that you are one with hope?
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们能够在主面前呢，我也不敢说学习，但是能够成为一个蛮有盼望的人。
The brothers and sisters that we can be ones with hope before the Lord.
所以接下来哈，我可能有几个方面，一个是这个活的盼望它是要增长的，要成长。
This living hope, it should grow. It has to have the increase of hope.
这是一个方面。另外一个方面，我愿意试着交通信心跟盼望。
And the other perspective I would like to fellowship on is faith and hope.
之后呢是盼望跟我们的持守，就是跟我们在主里面是一个坚固的人。
That faith and how we hold fast and to be a stable and steady before the Lord.
我们先来看一下这个盼望的一个活的增长。
We want to first look at the increase of hope.
我们看一下以弗所书第二章十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 12.
以弗所书第二章十二节。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.
然后我们再翻到提多书。
Titus.
对，提多书第一章第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
盼望那无谎言的神在万古之先所应许的永生。
In hope of eternal life which God who cannot lie promised before time began.
然后呢提多书的第三章第七节。
Titus 3:7.
好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
That having been justified by His grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
这边有讲到一个永生的盼望。
It speaks of that hope of eternal life.
然后我们再翻到以弗所书的第一章十七节。
Back to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章十七到十九节。
Verses 17 through 19.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，在他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to what us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power.
弟兄姊妹，你如果注意看一下我们刚读的几处圣经哈。
Brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to what we have read,
我们一开头的时候呢，是一批没有指望、没有神的人。
In the beginning, we were having no hope and without God.
然后接下来呢，当我们信主的时候呢，我们得着了一个永生的盼望。
And after we believe in the Lord, we have this hope of eternal life.
然后到了刚才念的地方呢。保罗对以弗所的书信里面，他有一个祷告。
And here, when we read Paul in his epistles to the Ephesians,
或是说他对这些已经 对主有相当认识的以弗所的弟兄姊妹呢，有一个期待，有一个盼望。
He has this hope toward these brothers and sisters who have known the Lord for a while.
就是盼希望他们呢，眼睛继续被打开，能够看到他们，或是说我们的恩召的指望。
That their eyes can continue to be enlightened to see this hope of this calling.
也就是说，我们信主呢，是从一个没有盼望的人开始得了盼望。
That we who believe that having no hope to what then now we have hope.
然后这个盼望要一直的增长。
That this hope continue to increase.
然后到了一个情况里面，我们真的能够认识或者经历到说这个盼望是何等的有指望，何等的大。
And then until we come to a point where we see this hope, how it's exceedingly great.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们其实我们的确可以常思想说，我们原本的那个地位跟我们原本的光景是没有盼望的。
We can ponder this thought how we were having no hope, whether in our condition or our position.
我们真的不知道我们从哪里来，我们要往哪里去。
We truly did not know where we came from and where we are heading.
对，我们只能够确定我们的结局是坟墓。
We can only know truly that our end is the grave.
对，也就是诗篇九十篇讲的，我们一生呢，转眼成空，如飞而去。
Just like Psalm 90, you know, we just nothing at the very end.
对，所以如果我们只是看我们整个人生的话，其实这是一个没有盼望的人生。
So if we only look at our lives, this life is hopeless.
因为我们没有神。
Because we do not have God.
感谢主，当我们信主的时候呢，主把我们从这个无望无救的光景拯救出来了。
We thank the Lord when we believe in Him, He delivers, He saves us out of this hopelessness.
我想我今天可能从一个比较窄一点的角度来看这个永生的盼望。
Maybe today I'll just speak of it in a very narrower way of this eternal hope.
对，我们信主了，得到永生，我们知道我们被从坟墓这个结局救出来了。
Of this hope of eternal life, we know that when we believe, we are being saved from this grave.
所以我信主之后，对我来讲，一个非常宝贵的事情，是我对生跟死有了一个全新的认识。
So after I believe, I'm truly thankful that I have come to a new knowledge of life and death.
对，有时候，其实我有时候会想说，当我们每个人都会年老，都会体衰。
We all grow old and become weak in our bodies.
有时候对于我们认识的家人，就是比较年长的，他们有的也是身上很多的疾病。
And we have that in fact our families are elderly, they have a lot of ailments.
对，有的时候的确是身体的自然机能就是自然就衰老了，也有这样的情况。
And sometimes naturally, physically we become weaker.
对，当我们到这种情形的时候，还能有什么盼望呢？
When we are in that situation, what is our hope?
对，有时候一些这个有机会看到一些家里面有人离世。
When there are people in our family that died and passed on.
对，有的人就是非常的痛苦，那种撕心裂肺的感觉，生离死别的感觉，就感觉没什么盼望。
And some are so painful and we feel like that's hopeless.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们信主哈，主把我们从这整个一个无望的光景救出来了。
Brothers and sisters, when we believe in the Lord saves us from this hopelessness.
我们知道我们的结局不再是坟墓了。
We know that our end, that the grave is no longer our end.
我们今生结束呢，那是另外一个开始。
And this life ends, but another begin.
没有错啊，我们这个一信主呢，在一信主的时候，我们就得着这个永生了。
Indeed, when we believe in the Lord, that very moment we have this eternal life.
然后永生就在我们身上开始了。
This eternal life begins in us.
我觉得不仅这个生命永生的本身是一个盼望。
Not only this life, this eternal life is a hope.
然后这个永生它会带进许多的福气和应许，成了一个有福的盼望。
It also brings in blessings and abundance as this hope of blessedness.
所以当保罗继续把我们带领说、他祷告说叫我们希望能够看到我们的 calling, 我们的恩召有何等大的指望。
Oh, it has become a blessed hope.
对，他就祷告说要我们知道我们的盼望是什么。
And he also prayed that to know that the, what is the hope of our calling.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们在盼望什么。
And brothers and sisters, what are we hoping?
我们被呼召出来这个盼望是什么。
We have been called out, what is that hope?
对，对你来讲，对我来讲，这个盼望 我现在信主了，我的盼望是什么。
To you and to me, what is this hope when we already have belief in the Lord?
这是保罗祷告的时候，他希望我们能够看到的。
When Paul prayed, he hoped that we can see.
然后另外一个角度，他的意思是说，要看到我们的盼望是何等的大。
To see how great this hope is.
我想我们需要求主，因为很多时候我们的眼睛真的很昏暗。
Indeed, oftentimes our eyes are dimmed.
我们看不见，我们承认说我们看不见保罗他所看见的那个指望。
We acknowledge that we do not see that hope of calling that Paul sees.
所以我想我这个部分是、希望给我们一个印象，我们这个盼望是活的，必须要一直的增长。
I hope this shows us that this hope is living hope and it has to increase.
然后能够达到一个程度，不仅知道我们的盼望在哪里，也知道我们的盼望是何等的大。
The increase to the point that we know what is our hope and how great is this hope.
然后接下来我想交通一下就是信心跟盼望的关系。
I want to share the relationship between faith and hope.
我们看一下这个希伯来书十一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
希伯来书十一章第一节，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substantiating of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
然后同一章十一章十三节。
Same chapter verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在地上，在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
就是说有些事情他们生前并没有得到。
It's that some things they didn't receive them when they were living.
但他们从远处他们看到了，他们有看到。
But they have seen them from afar.
他们望见了这些他们所相信的事。
They seen these things that they have believed in.
我们再翻到罗马书的第四章十七节。
Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章十七跟十八节。
Chapter 4 verses 17-18.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活使无变为有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做剥夺多国的父，他在无可指望的时候因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be.
他在这边讲到说，他在没有，不可能有盼望的时候，因信仍然有盼望。
that Abraham, contrary to hope, he still have hope.
我们再看一下这个后面这一章，罗马书第五章一到五节。
Romans chapter 5 verses 1 through 5.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope.Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
我们这边其实也看到了信、望、爱这三个方面在一起。
In this passage, we also see faith, hope, and love together.
这边有一句话，欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
It says here that we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
它也可以这样说，就是我们欢喜夸口神荣耀的盼望。
In other words, we rejoice, and we, boast, in the hope of the glory of God.
对。好，那个这边哈，意思是说，我也是在试着去寻求理解这个盼望是怎么一回事。
I also, seek and try to.Understand what is this hope.
对，有时候我们看到一个弟兄或姊妹，感觉他很有盼望。
And sometimes you see a brother or sister, yeah, she is filled with hope.
有时候看到另外一位弟兄姊妹，我一看到他就，我自己也很想垂头丧气。
And another brother we see, and I also, you know, feel depressed.
到底中间的差别在哪里？
What is the difference between the two?
根据我们刚读的圣经，也许有一个情形。这个跟信心是有关系的。
Maybe as we have read these passages, it has to do with faith.
因为信心它联系着这个盼望。
Because faith is connected to this hope.
或是可以说，当我们操练信心，我们信靠主的时候呢，这个盼望会在我们里面产生出来。
So when we have faith, we as we exercise this faith, this hope would come would.
就是信心可以产生盼望。
Would be faith and can form hope.
对，那个就是当我们刚读到一句话，那个信是所望之事的实底。
When we read earlier that faith is the substantiating of things hoped for.
对，以前的弟兄都有那个提过哈，一个我们可以这样理解。
We can understand this way that a brother has expressed.
什么是信心呢？
What is faith?
就是神好像给了我们心中一个盼望。
That the Lord gives to us a hope in our hearts.
但是这个盼望呢，在我们的认知里面是一个非常实在的东西。
But this faith in our understanding is a very real thing.
它能够把一个虚无缥缈的一个盼望呢，变成一个很实在的东西，成为在我们里面。
That it can produce this hope that is so real and within us.
所以弟兄有用一个，我一直觉得一个很好的一个例子。
Our brother have used this example.
就是有一个小孙女跟她的奶奶住在不同的地方。
A granddaughter and a grandma lived at different place.
然后这个小孙女要生日之前呢，奶奶应许她呢要买一个礼物，就邮票、集邮册给她。
So the grandma has promised to give her a birthday gift, a booklet of stamps for her.
你们这个年代可能不集邮了，可能听不懂在
You probably don't collect stamps anymore in this generation.
或是改成那个 PS5 就可能就懂了。
Or like a game?
那雪莉不懂那没办法。OK, 就是这个小女孩呢非常喜欢收集邮票，所以她很爱惜这个邮票。
So this little girl, loves to collect stamps, so, you know, it's like a treasure.
所以这个当这个远方的祖母呢，这个奶奶答应她要送她，要寄给她一本很好的邮票簿，她非常的高兴。
So when her grandma promised to give her a book so she can put her stamps in, she was very happy.
所以什么是信心呢？
So what is faith?
信心就是说虽然这个小女孩还没有实际的收到这个邮票簿，邮簿。
So faith is even though this little girl, she has not in reality received this book.
但是因着她信得过她奶奶的缘故。
But because she trusts in her grandma.
虽然邮票簿还没收到，还没看到，但她里面已经非常确定她会有一本邮票簿，甚至说已经有了一本邮票簿。
But in her heart, she knows she can that indeed, you know, she has already received it.
所以弟兄姊妹，当这个小女孩用她信心的眼睛去看这个邮票簿的时候
，So through her eyes of faith, when she look at this book stamp book,
对它里面就产生了一个盼望。
So in her, that produces a hope.
她有一个确定的一个确据，她会得着这个东西。
In her, there is a guarantee. She's assured the assurance that she will receive this.
当她用信心的眼睛去看的时候，这个就是她的盼望。
So with eyes of faith, when she look at it, that is hope.
所以在这个亚伯拉罕呢？他也给我们这个圣经上给我们这句话非常的宝贵。
The Bible gives us this word is very precious.
他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望。
That even who contrary to hope and in because of faith he still has hope.
那个亚伯拉罕那个他的一生当中有几个那个非常重要的转捩点。
There are a few turning points in the life of Abraham.
都是跟他一些重大的事件有关系。
Very many important things that in his life.
当他父亲死的时候，在哈兰。
When his father died.
然后神就向他显现。
And the Lord revealed to him.
当他倚靠的侄子罗德离开的时候。
And when Lot, the nephew that he relies on, left.
那神又向他显现。
And the Lord once again revealed himself to him.
他说你现在看好，看你东西南北这些的地方呢，以后都是你的。
And he says, you know, look, in north, south, east, and west, these are all yours.
应该更严格讲说，以后都是你的后裔的。
Strictly speaking, it's all for your descendants.
然后神又告诉他说，你的后裔会像海边的，就是不是，像地上的尘沙那么多。
And your descendants will be like the sand and so many.
后来有一次呢，他为了救罗德，打败了四王跟五王。
And one time when he was going to save Lot, he overcome these four kings and five kings.
他在那个时候啊，他虽然知道有个应许，他的后裔要成为大国。
Even though at that time he knows there's a promise that his descendants will be a great nation.
他其实不是那么信的。
You know, in his heart, he didn't really believe.
对他的意思是说，他太老了，他生不出小孩了。
Because he's so old and he cannot bear any more sons.
所以就算后面有一个后裔，也不是他亲生的。
And even if he have a descendant, that would not be from him.
好，这个时候神向他显现了。
The Lord came to him.
神叫他走出他的帐篷。
To walk out of his tent.
叫他向天上观看。
And to look at the skies.
他说你看到天上的星是有这么多，你自己亲自的后裔就像这个星这么多。
And look at the stars, as many as the stars, you know, so will be your descendants.
我这是在想说，神为什么要他走出帐篷，亲眼去看一下天上的星星？
I was wondering like why the Lord brought him out of the tent and to look with his own eyes the stars in the sky.
这个好像成了他心中的一个图画。
It's like a picture in his heart.
他好像看到了一个事情，是他以后的后裔就像这个图画会有这么多的后裔。
That his descendants will be like this picture, the stars in this picture.
所以当亚伯拉罕以那个跟撒拉非常年老的时候呢，他们觉得不可能生孩子。应该说撒拉觉得不可能。
So at when they're so old and Sarah feel that she cannot have any more child.
但是亚伯拉罕心中一直有一个天上的那个图画。
But Abraham in his heart he has this picture.
他里面有一个盼望，他有个看见，知道说这个事情会成就。
He has this hope, he has this seeing that this will be accomplished.
如果他看他的身体，他看撒拉的身体。
When he look at himself and he look at Sarah.
那个是不可能的，那个是没有盼望的。
That is impossible, that is hopeless.
但是他一看见神所给他那个天上的星星的那个图画的时候。
When he look at the picture of the stars in the sky that the Lord has revealed to him.
他照着他里面的那个信心那个眼睛啊，他里面就产生了一个盼望，他知道这件事情要成就的。
But according to the eyes of faith, it produces that hope in him that he knows this will be accomplished.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是否有在学运用我们的信心在那里信靠主呢？
And brothers and sisters, have we learned to exercise our faith to trust in the Lord?
其实我这次甚至有一个想法。
I have to start this time.
如果我们身上没有盼望的话，可能我们的信心是假的。
If in us we do not have this hope, then maybe our faith is fake.
因为当我们真正的信得过主的时候，里面一定有盼望的。
Because if we truly can trust in the Lord, in us they'll produce this hope.
对，弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们被带到一个尽头。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we are being brought to an end.
我们在盼望什么呢？
What are we hoping for?
我们在学习信靠主的时候，我们心中有什么盼望呢？
When we are learning to trust in the Lord, what kind of hope do we have in us?
对，我再重复一次哈，就是我们都愿意学习信心，对不对？
We all want to exercise and to learn the faith.
当你在那里祷告说我要信靠主的时候，我们在盼望什么？
When you are there praying that I want to trust in the Lord, what are you hoping for?
有一次戴德森，戴德森以前在中国传道的时候，生活非常的艰苦。
When Hudson Taylor was preaching in China, it was the life was hard.
他那个生活的资助啊，非常非常的缺乏。
He was lacking in his daily living.
那个时候他有个家庭，有姊妹，有小孩。
He has family, he has a wife and kids.
对，有一天呢，他的姊妹来告诉他说，这个我们家这个最后一颗米都已经吃掉了。
And his wife came to him and said, this is our last grain of rice. We have already finished it.
对，我们没有东西吃了，我们到了尽头了。
We have nothing more to eat. We are at the very end.
然后这个时候，戴德森，他真的是一个充满盼望的人。
And Hudson Taylor, he's full of hope.
他说感谢主，这个主的供应马上就要快来了。
He said, "Praise the Lord, the Lord's supply, you know, it's coming."
如果我没记错的话，他传记应该是说，他就对着那个空空的米缸在那边唱诗。
So if I remember correctly, he was singing, you know, before that empty pot.
对，我们弟兄在盼望什么？
What is our brother hoping?
难道他只是盼望收到一些米吗？
Does he just hope to receive some grain?
我们弟兄盼望他能够遇见、经历到这位他供应丰富的神。
Our brother hope to meet the Lord who has provided all his needs.
所以弟兄姊妹，当如果你有一个情况，你遇到一个尽头。
So brothers and sisters, if you come to a circumstance where you come to your end,
我们应该盼望什么？
What should we hope in?
我们应该盼望神在这个事情上面工作。
We should hope that the Lord will work in this matter.
我们应该盼望我要在这个事情上面遇见我的主，亲眼看见我的主是又真又活的。
That in this situation, I want to meet my Lord, that He is true and living.
我有个盼望，主能够在我或者在弟兄姊妹的身上能够做奇妙的工作。
That I have a hope that the Lord will work in me and in brothers and sisters' lives.
叫我这个顽固的人呢，能够被转变成为一个柔软的人。
That me, a stubborn person, can be turned around to be one that is gentle.
叫我这个胆怯的人呢，能够在主里面得着那个能力，得着那个刚强。
That I was much afraid that I can be strengthened in the Lord.
我们不仅盼望主在环境，在这些事情掌管工作。
Not only we hope that the Lord would be in control and to work in this situation.
我们也应该盼望我们要经历这位又真又活的神。
We also should hope that we can experience this true and living God.
弟兄姊妹，我们的神是蛮有盼望的神。
Brothers and sisters, our God is a God of hope.
这次我前面不是念了几段是彼得前书的圣经吗？
I have read some from 1 Peter.
我在想当彼得三次不认主的时候，
When Peter denied the Lord three times,
他一定觉得主对他失望到极点。
He must feel that the Lord is so disappointed in him.
他自己都觉得自己可能没什么盼望。
He feels probably hopeless.
但是感谢主，主对彼得还是有盼望的。
But we praise the Lord that the Lord still has hope in Peter.
这个人可以被挽回过来。
This person can be turned around.
而且主还盼望把对他的盼望是能够把羊交给他的。
That the Lord's hope in him is that he can get hand over the sheep to Peter.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这个盼望哈，跟那个欢欢喜喜是连在一起的。
Brothers and sisters, this hope and this rejoicing is together.
因为在患难中我们也可以是欢欢喜喜的。
Because we can also be joyful in tribulation.
很多时候我觉得一个人愁苦啊，是因为他没有盼望。
When a person is sorrowful, it's because the person has lost hope.
一个蛮有盼望的人，你要叫他感觉很忧愁，我觉得也很难。
It's hard for one who has hope to feel sorrowful.
所以感谢主，我们经过一些尽头，经过一些患难，绝对不要被打倒。
And we thank the Lord that when we pass through some difficulties, some tribulation, that we are not being knocked down.
因为我们有一个权利呢，在患难中可以欢欢喜喜的。
Because we have this privilege that we can rejoice while in tribulation.
为什么呢？因为患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练可以生出盼望来。
Why? Because tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope.
我再讲一个是盼望与我们的坚固。
I want to also share with you hope and us being steadfast.
我们看一下希伯来书第七章十八、十九节。
Hebrews chapter 7 verses 18 and 19.
希伯来书第七章十八、十九节。先前的条例因软弱无益，所以废掉了。律法原来一无所成，就引进了更美的指望。靠着指望，我们便可以进到神面前。
For on the one hand, there is an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. For the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God.
对，所以这边的希伯来作者觉得我们今天得到的盼望是一个更美的指望。
So in here, the author of Hebrews said that the hope that we have is a better hope.
然后六章十一，希伯来书六章十一，我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end.
同一章第六章十七到十九节。
Verses 17 through 19, the same chapter.
照样神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，这就岂是为证？借这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃往避难所、持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。
Thus God determinedly to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirm it by an oath that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hope.To lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil.
所以弟兄姊妹，希伯来书里面是劝勉、一些基督徒、劝勉基督徒。
So here in、the book of Hebrews is to encourage Christians.
特别是当时一些希伯来的信徒呢，他们可能要面对逼迫。
Especially the Hebrew believers, maybe they are going to face persecution.
他们就想回到旧约的这个守规条的光景里面。
They want to return to the Old Testament, the one that is holding on to the laws.
然后这个作者就有一个很大的呼吁。
But here, the author cried out.
弟兄姊妹，我们所信的，这是有盼望的。
Brothers and sisters, whom we believe is full of hope.
新约的救恩是一个更美的指望。
The salvation in the New Testament is a better hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们去想象一下，当时在一个政治社会的环境里面，许多的基督徒他们陷在一个低沉的光景。
Brothers and sisters, imagine for a bit, at that time, the political scene, The Christians there are kind of depressed.
他们觉得前面太艰难了，所以他们要找别的出路。
So it's very difficult in the days ahead, so they want a way out.
所以这一边这个作者就告诉他们说，你们这个满足的指望，这个确定的指望，要坚持，能够坚持到底。
So here the author said that you know, this hope that you have to hold fast.
然后我们所得到的神的应许是确定的。
And this hope that we have, this promise that we receive from the Lord, it's sure.
当你借着这个确定呢，你发现你有这个盼望，就像一个灵魂的锚。
And you have this assurance, so you have this hope is like an anchor of your soul.
这个盼望呢，这个指望呢，能够叫我们固定在我们主耶稣这个至圣所的里面。
And this hope, it can fasten us.To the Lord Jesus behind the veil.
所以弟兄姊妹，我实在觉得盼望能够带进一个力量跟一个坚持。
Brothers and sisters, I believe that hope can bring in the strength, the power that steadfast.
我们曾经提过，有一批这个旧约里面诗篇里面讲到一批人向往锡安大道，能够立上加利。
And in the Old Testament, it speaks of these people that they walking, marching onto Zion, strength upon strength.
对不对？他们为什么可以立上加利？
Brothers and sisters, how come they can have strength upon strength?
因为有一个原因，他们盼望不久之后呢，就可以直接到圣殿里面敬拜神。
Because they hope that not long after they can come into the temple to worship God.
所以虽然他们经过流泪谷，他们仍然觉得这是值得的。
So even when they go through this valley of tears, they are still full of hope in them.
你到圣殿去朝见神，这件事情叫他们，这个盼望呢，叫他们觉得是值得的。
To come before God in the temple, that this hope, this is, it's worth it.
所以有一首诗歌他说It is worth it all when we see Christ. 当我们看见主的时候，我们觉得这一切都是值得的。
That is him that says it will be worth it all when we see Christ.
为什么？因为我们有一个看见主、遇见主的一个盼望。
because we have this hope that we can see him, that we can meet him.
然后你就会觉得在地上我们跟随走跟随主走这条天路一切都是值得的。
So when, as we walk on this earth, as we follow the Lord, all is worth it all.
当我们有了这个盼望呢这个能够叫我们坚固能够叫我们持守。
And when we have this hope, it can cause us to be steadfast and to hold fast.
弟兄姊妹灰心会叫我们放弃。
Brothers and sisters, when we lose hope, we will give up.
但是我实在觉得如果我们对主有那个盼望其实我们想要跑掉也很难。
But I truly feel that if we have this hope in our Lord, it is very difficult for us to run away.
我最后啊，我最后想跟弟兄姊妹唱一首诗歌啊，在跟那唱诗歌之前有点交通。
But have a sharing a little bit before the singing.
我们看希伯来书十一章十五节跟十六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verses 15 and 16.
希伯来书十一章十五十六，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.But he has prepared a city for them.
他们羡慕一个天上更美的家乡。
Because they desire a better, a
heavenly. 启示录二十一章三到五节。
Revelation 21, 3 to 5.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡。也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说：“看哪、啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。”也许我们就念中文就好。
We'll just read in the Chinese.
希伯来书作者好在劝勉这些希伯来信徒的末了。
At the end, when the author of Hebrews were encouraging the Hebrews brethren,
人把读者带到那个勇士。
It brings the reader to the eternity.
他把我们带到那个羡慕天上更美家乡的这个些见证。
It brings us to the testimony to desire for a better heavenly country.
你会发现他这样写的时候不仅是这个作者本人的盼望，他看到的盼望。
When he does wrote, it's not only his hope.
他也告诉我们，有许多的信心的见证人，这也是他们的盼望。
And truly, that there are also this is also the hope of the witnesses.
到了整卷圣经启示录的末了。
And at the very end, in the book of Revelation,
神借着约翰呢，把新天新地的光景。略略向我们打开。
And God through John also revealed that a little bit of that new heaven and new earth.
为什么
？Why？
我们前几天读的时候，感觉其实也不是读得很懂。
A few days before, as we read this, we do not understand it fully.
但是我相信，神至少愿意说，我们这些读到这个末了的人呢，心中也能够生发那个盼望。
But at the very least, God hoped that we will also have this hope as we read these passages.
我在大概一个月前，突然很想跟弟兄姊妹一起唱一首诗歌。
A month ago, I wanted really to sing this hymn with brothers and sisters.
比较不是在网络上，我希望能够聚在一起唱这首诗歌。
Not over online, but I really hope to gather together to sing this hymn.
这首诗歌叫做 No More Night.
This hymn is No More Night.
所以呢，我就很想唱，所以我就到网络上面到处搜寻去听。
So I searched for this hymn and I listened to it.
对，有的是独唱一个人唱，有的是团体在唱。
Some are solo, some are chorus.
有的是。一群 男生合唱，有的是一大堆人一起唱。
Some are just men's voices or like the whole group.
啊，我后面讲的你们不要觉得太奇怪哈。
Do not feel kind of weird my following sharing.
那我看到一个地方是有一个弟兄的葬礼，就安息聚会，他们唱这首诗歌。
And there was one place where at the meeting of the funeral, this hymn was being sung.
啊，我看的时候我觉得实在太好了，这首诗歌应该在这个 funeral 上来唱。
Yes, indeed, I feel really good that this hymn ought to be sung at a funeral.
所以我已经交代我的这个小孩子。
I already told my kids.
啊，如果以后你们要办理我的 funeral 的话，可不可以唱这首诗？
If you were to hold a funeral for me, in the future, can you sing this hymn?
而且我没有什么忌讳，我不是在交代后事，这个是一个我觉得很合适来唱的一首诗歌。
I just feel, you know, this is a really good hymn, a suitable hymn for a funeral.
对，因为我们生跟死已经不再是我们过去想法。
Because life and death is not you know what we think about like before.
对，我们整个盼望是能够见到主。
Our hope is to be able to see our Lord.
对，能够见到主，那是好的无比的。
To see our Lord, how wonderful that would be.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，我想在唱这首诗歌之前，我们最后我就不读了哈，就是说我们应该照着这个神给我们指望的神。
That you know, according to this God who gives us this hope.
然后我们能够在信心当中大有喜乐。
That we can rejoice in this hope and by faith.
对，借着圣灵的能力，叫我们里面大有盼望。
That through the power of the Holy Spirit, that we will have this hope.
那可不可以再借用一点时间，我们把这首诗歌唱。
Can I borrow some time? We'll sing this hymn through.
虽然是一起唱是更好 I mean
Even,
去有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你把我们从一个无望当中拯救出来。
Lord, we thank you because you have saved us, delivered us from one that is of no hope to a filled up hope.
叫我们成了一生有盼望的人。
That today and we can be one with hope.
主啊，但愿我们能够凭着信，主啊，看见你的荣脸，成为我们的鼓舞。
Lord, that by faith we can see your glorious face, and that will be our encouragement.
好，叫我们在这个没有盼望的世界世代当中，我们能够充满盼望的，继续的有力的往前。
That in this at this time there is a hopelessness, that we will be filled with hope to continue to go forth.
主啊，愿你这个荣耀的更美的家乡成为我们心中那个极大的盼望。
That this glorious, better home will become a this great hope in us.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.